Kedushin, Perek Dal, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Lo yelamid odom ravok soifrim. Ravok, a bachelor, somebody who was never married, not somebody who lost a wife or divorced a wife. Somebody who was never married might have more of a mashicha to make a relationship where it shouldn't be. And therefore there's a chashash to keep him away from a compromising situation. And if he's yelamid soifrim, which means B'loshon Chazal, that he's a melamed, so the mothers sometimes could bring, the fathers are out early in the morning, the mothers could bring, they didn't have transportation in those days. The mothers would bring the children to cheder, as I said in the Gemara, that's what women, and one of the reasons women are zoiche b'schus ha-Torah is because they bring their children to learn Torah. So the children are coming, the mothers are accompanying them, and you have the bachelor, there could be a compromising situation. V'loy t'lamed isha soifrim, you have the same thing, that a woman shouldn't be a melamed. Didn't say a kindergarten teacher, it says that she shouldn't be a malamid. Why? Because you'll have sometimes fathers that'll bring. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi she'en lo isha, he's machmi, even not a bachelor, confirmed bachelor, somebody who doesn't, never had a wife. But even somebody who doesn't have a wife right now, lo yelamid soifrim, because again, it's a compromising situation, he's more machmi. Anybody that doesn't have a wife at the present shouldn't get involved in any type of situation where women are coming and going. The pashtus of the Gemara is that the way they understand mi she'en lo isha doesn't just mean mi she'en lo isha at the present moment. The loshen is ena shruya etzloi, that they're not living together. He is a malamed in a distant town. That's also not okay. His wife's not with him. Simeli doesn't have what's called B'loshon Chazal pas b'saloi, to be menei him from Avera. The Rambam says more than that. The Rambam says that she should be on site when he's a melamed, in order that it should deter any improper behavior. The last Mishnah, B'siyat Deshmaya in Seyd Noshim, and this is a Mishnah that finishes off the Inyan of Zahiris, Binyonei Kedusha, Binyonei Arayis, and then the Mishnah takes that to have a broader perspective at the world. The Mishnah says over here some jewels of Hashkofas HaTorah for us to take with us as we leave Seyd Noshim and we head towards Seyd Nezikin. The Mishnah says, Yehuda Oimel Lo Yira Ravak Behemo. The Zehirus of Arayis is Ad Kedei Kach, the Zechshash Rochuk of with a Behemo. Even that would be a chashash rochuk, a ravuk, who is most olul, most susceptible to machshavas of arayis, shouldn't be a roya, shouldn't be a shepherd with a behema. Is he yichud not, but layira ravuk behema. V'lo yishnu shnei ravokim mitalas achas. Two ravokim shouldn't share one blanket. What that would mean is that there's a vayt chashash for mishkav zocha. That's not a chash. Gemara says that lo nechshedu Yisrael amishkav zochu behema. These two things are not. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah is interesting. It says that the umas ha'olam be'etzem for a person to give his behema to a goy to be miyachet be'etzem is a chash. Or there's also a chash by a goy mishkav zochu. Klal Yisrael, because they stood behind Sinai, is poska zuamosam, the zuama, the ruach hatuma, which is not part of human nature. It's a ruach hatumah, mishkav zocher and mishkav behema, is not part and parcel of the normal human condition. So that shouldn't be part, without the zuama of the nochash, that should not be part of the human personality. Therefore, Klal Yisrael doesn't have a mashicha to that. As I state in Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Kol she'iskei manoshim, the Mishnah says, anybody who has any type of umnis, where he's working, he works in cosmetics, perfume, women's clothing, Lo Yisachin Manoshim. And this is even with more than one woman. This is even with more than two women. This is even with a whole group. Because the Esik Manoshim breeds familiarity, and familiarity breeds closeness. Then the Mishnah says that Bechlal, this is not an omnis that a person should want his family to go into. Circumstances sometimes lead a person to an omnis that's not Lechetchilo. But Lo Yilamid Odom is Benoi Umenus Ben Anoshim. A person should not teach his son, should not bring his children into a business where there's an Esikim Hanoshim. There's something compromising about that. With this, the Mishnah goes further afield into the whole idea of Lo Yilamid Odom as Benoi. What should a person teach his son? Everybody has to make sure that his children are taken care of. Parnosa and other skills in life. But there's a umnis that's nikiyo. Nikiyo means that it's dignified. Vikalo is that it doesn't turn the person into a shmata. It doesn't exhaust the person. Where he has no koyach left for taking care of his family. And more importantly, for limud Torah. Others want a taina, more practical, nekuda nikiyo, is mechshash gezel. Kalos, that's not mechayev, a major output of money. So the person can never become a bal choyv. Then Rameya continues, v'yispal l'misha oishev anachosim shaloi, one should daven to the one who wealth and assets belong to him, the Rabban Shalom, she'en umne she'en ba'aniz v'ashirus. Everything is tali and siyat d'shmaya. There's no business which is foolproof. And there's no business that you can't make money in. Everything is told in Siyat Dishmaya. Shalei Aniyos min Umnis, Velei Ashiyos min Umnis, Aleph Beis in Yiddish HaShkofa, that his status is his status, Parnosa comes from the Rabban Shalom. HaKoyel Lefi Schusoy. HaKoyel Lefi Schusoy, Pashas means his Schusim, and Davening. And then the Mishnah says something interesting. Have you ever seen a deer or a bird that has a job? Stop a deer in your backyard and ask him, what do you do for a living? He looks at you. What do you do for a living? I'm a deer. The Rabban Shalom provides for me. Their parnos is very natural for who they are. They were created haloi. Our belief system is that animals were created to serve man. I'm not another animal. They were created to serve me. That's why we're not vegetarians. I was created to serve the Rabban Shalom. Any dinshe Spanish lebetzah, shouldn't panosa come to me naturally? So if the Rabban Shalom takes care of those that are lower down on the chain of Kvod Shemayim, then those that are mamish officials, Bnei Melech, and they were created to serve him, isn't that clear that they're on the Rabban Shalom's pay? That the Rabban Shalom should be mefarnes? Elo. Shariyosi Maisi, I have done bad with my Maisi, v'kipachti is parnesosi. Parnosa has to do with Hashgacha Pratz, has to do with my closeness to the Rabban Shalom. Chaim Sonnenfeld has famously said over that if he didn't have, he came home and his Rebbetzin said there isn't what to buy food with that week. So he went out and he took a walk. And some way, while he was walking, he would find a coin on the floor and that would be Parnosa for the week. If he knew that if he had to walk for a while, he had to walk for 10, 15 minutes before he found the money, he knew that that week was his bitochen wasn't on its fullest madrega. So that's what it looks like to be a human being that's not harioise maise v'kipachtis panasosi. The Rabban Shalom provides. Abaguyo nish tzadyo nemim shum abaguyo. Lo yilamer odem es b'noi chamor. A person should not teach his son to be a driver of a chamor, old-fashioned truck driver. Or a gamol, or a sapor. Sapor is a barber, a sapon, svino is somebody who works on a boat. Loiroya shouldn't teach a son to be a shepherd, or a chenveni. Chenveni is somebody who has a store. Sheumenoson umnis listim. All of them have a chash of gezel. Why? The first few in the Mishnah, chamor, gomel, sapon, travel for long distances. Sometimes they're desperate, they go into a place, and they'll just grab something to eat, so there could be gezel. We're not talking about outright robbery. We're talking about Meir Hetter, and he takes something. They're hungry. They need something. They just pull something off the rack. Other ones are a little bit harder. Chenveni, also there's chash of weights and other forms of gezel in the retail world. Aroya, the Mishnah says, in Sanhedrin, that a Mishnah Aroya might be postulated because we have to assume there's a gazel. A gazlan, shepherds take their flocks into other people's fields. Sapper, a barber, is hard to understand. The overcharges, one Mephoshah says. Others change the gears of Sapper to Kador, who's somebody also like who schleps loads, if he's schlepping from place to place, also he might come to be Isaac Begezel. Reb Yehuda Oimer, in the name of Abba Goya, he says also a member frowning about these occupations, but he says it differently. Hachamorin Ruban Rishoyim. Gives over here a definition. Most donkey drivers, because they're Nichshol and Gezel, Ruban Rishoyim. Gamolin Ruban Ksherim. Most of the Gamolin are Ksherim. Why? Because the Gemara says they drive long distances across the desert. They know they're Talib Bidei Shemayim. And therefore, there's a certain year of Shemayim that they have. Saponin Ruban Chasidim, even better. They're in the water. They're at the mercy of the elements. And they're constantly praying. They're constantly davening for Rachmi Shemayim, so they're Chasidim. Toiv Shebereifim, this is a tremendous e-compliment. A good doctor, Ligahenim. That's where he's going to go. That's where he belongs. Maybe for Gaiva, maybe for abusing patients. Especially people that are not well. V'akosher shevetabochim. Mara says that every butcher, a tabach is a butcher. Kosher shevetabochim, the best of the butchers, shutofer shel amolek. That's pretty not complimentary. Others want a taina that the pshat is because the tchuna of a butcher is that he's bloodthirsty. He's a shutof with amolek. Others want a taina because he's makshul. He be makshul if he's not careful enough with sveke trefis. It was always a big mikshul for a storekeeper today. It's not like that. But memel, if he's feeding sofik, questionable meat to other yidden, then he's a shut for shalom olik. Reb Nerai Oimer. Some want a taina that Reb Nerai argues on Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir says that a person should be melamed b'nai umnes nekiv akala. Reb Nerai is going to say a person should not teach his son any umnes. Others want a taina that Reb Nehirai and Reb Meir are one and the same. Reb Meir is saying if you have to teach occupation, so Umnas Nikiv Akala Reb Nehirai, a higher level of light, says, nah, I would lose up the whole thing of teaching a son. A derech of ishtadlis maniach, and he kol umnes sheba ilam, and he melamez b'ni ela teira. She'odam oichum mischora ba ilam azeh. A person who lives in a world of Omul Bateira is a glicklicha mensch in this world. Vakan kayam slalom abot doesn't take away from his ayota the fact that he enjoys life because he's constantly engaged in chedvisa deraisa. Doesn't take away from the schad that he creates for himself in elam abot. Ushar kolumne sein and kenk shodam boli de choyli, early de zikna, early de yisurin. Veni yochel lasik b'lachte. If a person gets older, he's not well, he doesn't have koyach, he has physical yisurin. He can't be Isaac b'malacha. Hareu meiz berov. That's it. He's done. He could die from starvation. Avla teiru ene kenu mishamratu mekol rabbi narusoi. Protects him from all evil when he's young. V'neisenes le'achus v'tikru v'ziknusoi. It gives him hope and purpose and meaning in his old age. There's nothing as beautiful to see as an alti yid bent over a gemara. You see the timelessness of teiru. Binarusei ma'uaymer, where's the pasuk say, v'koye Hashem, yachalifu koyech, those that hope, those that are close to the Rabban Shalal, in this sense it's referring to Amolim Batayru, yachalifu koyech will have a freshness, will have energy, of those that are chalife koyech. Ziknusei ma'uaymer, oidinum b'seva, that he continues to produce and to be productive, even when he's in extreme old age, b'seva. V'chenu oimer, b'avrom avinu olav ha'sholom, v'avrom zokin, Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. Avram was old. The Ben Shalom benched Avram with everything. What's that? In the schus of the Schar HaTorah that he was Isaac in, the Ben Shalom gave him a wonderful old age. Others taina that means Avram Zokin, Loshen of Chazal, Zokin means Zesha Kono Chochma. Hashem Berech is Avram Bakoil. His Bakoil was that for Esek HaTorah he was given, for his being a Zesher Kona Chochma, he was given Bakoil, everything. Matzinu Shaos Avram Avinu is called HaTorah Kula Atshaloi Nitna. Avram Avinu learned and was Derish and Mesamek and he kept Kula HaTorah Kula until it was given. Shenema Ikev HaShashom Avram Bekoili VeYishmor Mishmarti. That Klal Yisrael will be protected, the Pasuk says in Pashas Ikev, in the schus of Avram that heard my rotzen. Vayishma mishmarti mitzvoisai chukoisai v'soi rotzai. So Avram Avinu was Isaac Batera, and he was Isaac because of that, to the middle of Bakoil, and anybody who's Isaac Batera, Rav Narai says, Meniach ani is kol umdish ba'olam, v'eni melamed zbini ela teira. And this Rabbi Sai maybe is a fitting end to Seyde Noshrim, because Seyde Noshrim is about marriage, is about having a family, and having a family is about bringing the next door into the world, the next door of Avdei Hashem. So everybody feels responsibility for their children. But if a person looks at life from the perspective of Olam Hazeh, then he wants to provide for his children with a good Olam Hazeh. And if a person values the ultimate value, which is Torah, Nitzchias, Kirva L'Hashem, so then the only thing he really wants to give up to his children, everybody wants to give up to their children, the only thing that such a person wants to give up to his children is Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, is Olam Hazeh, Inishkin Gutezach. Olam Hazeh is only fleeting, Olam Haba is a Gutezach. Learning Torah is the best Tezach. Torah is the best Chorah, that's what he wants to give up to his children, and that's the value system that he perpetuates. And with that, we finish Seyde Noshim, and we're Mitz Hashem starting tomorrow, Seyde Nezikin, of which the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the end of Bava Basra says, Misha, Reutzel is Chakim, Yasek Bedine Mominis. The Mesechtas of the Bavas are a sure path to Chochmah. And a person who values Chochmah is walking out of the Seyde Noshim, that's his whole hope and his whole future and his whole everything that he strives for. That's Hashem, we should be Zaychem, it's Hashem, Lumer, Lamed, Lishma, Velasit.